The history of Southeast Alaska Native architecture goes back
over 10,000 years, I would suppose.
Sea Alaska Heritage Institute Chief Operating Officer Lee Katinger says the proposed Walter Soboloff Center at the corner of Front and Seward Streets in downtown Juneau will pay tribute to that history, incorporating elements of traditional Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian design. The facility also will take advantage of modern advances in building materials to meet LEED Gold standards. A glass and cedar facade will give way to an interior that will include exhibits, work and performance space for artists, as well as offices for SHI's staff and climate-controlled storage for the Institute's collections.
We just feel that it celebrates the rich cultural diversity of Southeast Alaska, and we feel it really represents Juneau's original habitats in a wonderful light.
Katinger says SHI is not looking to rewrite the city's historic district code. Rather, the Institute would prefer the Juneau Assembly pass an ordinance, providing an exception to the property where the center will be built.
Native culture is part of the history of Alaska, and a NADCON exemption would not change the historic district standards and the rest of the district, but it would provide for an inclusion of what may have been an oversight.
The Juneau Assembly this week directed the City Law Department to draft an ordinance fulfilling SHI's request. Mayor Merrill Sanford said the city could put conditions on its exemption. The only suggestion he made would be maintaining the same parking standard.
The parking standard has been made more flexible in the past 5 to 10 years, and I think we've held everybody accountable to that standard within the downtown district, that I don't think that we should step out away from those rules.
Design drawings for the Soboloff Center show no additional off-street parking. Surface parking would be available at the Sea Alaska Plaza lot directly across the street. Other than that, Sanford said he was comfortable changing requirements for building materials, color schemes, architectural style, and the like.
So here we have our native heritage that has a bright, diversified color scheme to what they do and all their arts and culture. They want to build that into this beautiful building. And right now, that can't be done.
SHI's Katinger would like to hammer out details of the exemption in the next 2 months. Juneau voters in October approved an extension of the city's temporary 1% sales tax, which included $3 million for the Soboloff Center. Katinger says construction is estimated at $20 million and that SHI has raised about 75%. The facility will be named after the Reverend Dr. Walter Soboloff, a renowned Tlingit elder who passed away in 2011 at the age of 102. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.